Welcome to MRH number 7's voucher orientation. You have been invited to listen to this orientation, which has been designed to provide you with all the information needed to be successful in your housing search. Please listen carefully to the information shared during this call so that you will start your housing search armed with the information you will need to help your family locate a unit that will pass our inspection process, be affordable, decent, safe, and sanitary. The orientation packet you have received contains information regarding HUD's rules and regulations and current policies and procedures of MRHA number 7. Your orientation packet has been broken down into three parts. Part 1 is the voucher packet section, Part 2, the general information section, and Part 3, the leasing packet section. We will begin with Part 1, the voucher section, Section A and B. The head of household must make sure that these forms are signed and dated where highlighted yellow and return immediately to MRHA number 7. And part 1-A is labeled PHA voucher. This section contains the voucher, pages 1 through 3, the briefing certification form, responsibility to report form, protect your family from lead in your home form, criminal background authorization forms, and this is for families who are currently on our voucher program who are transferring from one unit to another, the VAWA form, and the declaration of Section 214 status forms, and there will be one form for each member of the household. Section 1-B is labeled family copy and contains the voucher, pages 1 through 3. The head of household must make sure that they sign and date their copy of the voucher for future references. You must retain this voucher for your records. Do not give it to your landlord. Please note lines 1 through 8 with special attention on line 3, which is your expiration date. You will need to remember when the voucher expires so that you will know when to contact the PHA to request additional time to continue your housing search. This request should be made at least 10 days before the expiration date stated on line 3 of your voucher, and it must be in writing. Part 2, General Information Section. This section is informational, and it is highly recommended that the head of household and other elder household members read the information contained here to establish a greater understanding of our PHA rules and policies along with HUD's regulations regarding the Housing Choice Voucher Program. The forms that you will find here in information are about supportive services for eligible persons list, unreimbursed medical expense cost checklist, and this is for elderly and disabled families only, informational hearings, procedures for reporting to the PHA, our policy on interim reexaminations, one strike you're out policy, Violence Against Women's Act, VAWA, the payment standard schedule, Exhibit 6-2, worksheet, can I afford the unit I have found, calculating maximum subsidy worksheet, utility allowance schedule, portability statement, our list of Section 8 offices in the state of Mississippi, MRHA number 7 service map, MRHA number 7's policy regarding minimum rents and hardship exemption, family statements of obligations, public announcement procedures, Tennessee addendum, protect your family from lead in your home brochure, a reasonable accommodations notice, and the housing discrimination complaint packet. If you have questions concerning information read here in this section, please contact a member of our housing staff who will be happy to assist you. Part 3, leasing packet. This section contains the landlord packet and MRHA number 7's leasing packet, parts A and part B. Now, part 3-A is labeled landlord must read and is highlighted pink. This section is for the landlord to read. It should be given to them along with this leasing packet for MRHA 7. It will provide a better understanding of the type of information required in a lease agreement. It also gives insight to HUD's regulations regarding practical steps to take when attempting to control lead-based hazards in housing units which receive federal assistance. Also enclosed are the summary of housing quality standards, which describes minimum standards which must be met so that the unit may pass our physical inspection. An explanation is attached regarding how housing assistance payments are made and our policy on reasonable accommodations requests that could be made on behalf of a family member on the program. Part 3-B, MRHA number 7's leasing packet. This section is highlighted pink and yellow, and the pink section is for the landlord to complete, and the yellow part again is for the tenant to complete. This section must be signed by the landlord and tenant and returned to our office. The entire packet must be returned along with two proofs of ownership, such as a copy of the deed to the unit being leased and proof that current year's real estate taxes have been paid for the same unit. If you're renting a mobile home, then the landlord will need to attach a copy of their bill of sale and proof of paid real estate taxes and mobile home taxes for the current tax year. Again, the landlord must sign initial and date all areas highlighted in pink, and the tenant must sign initial and date all areas highlighted in yellow. Forms that are enclosed are mandatory for signatures. This unit will not be inspected if required information is missing. There will be no exceptions. The forms that you will find in this section of the packet will be instructions for the landlord, previous landlord form if previous landlord is known, the information will be here, acknowledgement of criminal background checks that have to be done on everyone who's 18 years or older and acknowledges that everyone must pass this criminal background check based upon our policy, acknowledgement of MRHA number 7's agreement for as rent amounts that can be charged to the family. Attention landlord owner manager form. This incorporates MRHA number 7 HAP and inspection policy updates. Request for tenancy approval form, which is the HUD form 52517. The owner's amenity sheet. Exhibit number 2, verification of the age of the unit. And certification of the property owner that he owns the property or she owns the property, and the verification of the address and the year built of the property to be leased. And finally, the disclosure of information on lead-based paint and or lead-based paint hazards. Under this section, the landlord disclosure must be initialed under section A through B, sign and date the form at the bottom via the for the landlord. The lessee's disclosure must be initialed, and this is a section for the tenant to initial section C through D, sign and date the form at the bottom. There is a relative restrictive rule form that has to be signed by both the landlord and the tenant, certifying that they are not closely related. The mobile home owner's statement of responsibility form must be signed by the section 8 client, the tenant, and the landlord. A sample lease has been provided, and it's HUD form 52641-A. And if the landlord does not have a lease, they're welcome to use ours. Once our office has received the completed MRHA number 7 packet with all required signatures, initials, and dates in place, with two forms of ownership, proof of ownership, and a written statement indicating when utilities will be turned on, the criminal background check will be conducted for all household members 18 years of age and older. Due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, our procedure to inspect units have temporarily changed to accommodate everyone involved. Please be advised that the unit is not exempt from undergoing a physical HQS inspection. This inspection will be performed once it has been deemed safe to do so. The process will go as follows. Once all criminal background checks clear for all required household members, your housing council will mail a copy of our self-certification form to you and to your landlord. You each must certify that the unit is free and clear of life-threatening conditions and the family intends to occupy the unit. Once you each have signed these forms, please return them immediately. Failure to do so as instructed will only prolong the wait time of your housing assistance starting. Once we have resumed our normal inspection process, you will be notified in writing of the appointment time and date. Someone 18 years of age or older must be present to let the inspector in. Your failure to complete this inspection may result in termination of your housing assistance. Thank you for allowing our PHA to assist you with your housing needs, and remember to contact our office if you have questions or concerns as you seek to find a good place to live.